Welcome back to another podcast. This Indio is the city of festivals, and we have a lot of them. And you might think, as I did, that the National Date Festival, which occurs in the spring, is good for our dates. Like me, you would be wrong. And we are having a new festival starting this year called the Date Harvest Festival. And here to tell us about it is Mark Tadros. Mark, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much for having me.
So did you grow up here?
I did. I was born and raised in La Quinta.
Okay. But you had a wide career before you came back to Dates, right?
Correct. I left and went to culinary school. I was a professional chef. And most recently, I was the corporate chef for Foster Farms, which gave me some pretty interesting insight into manufacturing and marketing and sales, which I decided to bring back to our family farm and start the process of marketing and selling our own dates.
Okay. And your farm is in Thermal?
It is in Thermal. I currently reside in Thermal as well.
And how many acres do you have?
So we have one parcel that's 17 and another parcel that's 1 acre that our packing facility's on, and that's the same parcel I live on.
I see. And so why are you starting the Date Harvest Festival?
You know, the Date Harvest Festival was kind of a brainchild based on the current Riverside County Fair, right? You know, I wouldn't say that the Riverside County Fair is necessarily bad for dates. I think it's a phenomenal fair. I think it's phenomenal for the community. They are very efficient on putting on a show that everybody enjoys. It has struggled with participation from date farms and manufacturers in the previous years. The reason why the fair started was they wanted to bring exposure to dates post-holiday season. As many people may remember, dates were primarily consumed around the holidays, right? So Thanksgiving and Christmas, doing fruit and nut bread and stuffings and serving them on platters for the holidays. And post-holiday, the sales really dipped. So February seemed like a really good opportunity to highlight dates post-holiday season. But unfortunately, what's happened now is that we're looking at a product that's sold on a global level out of the Coachella Valley. And post-holidays, most of the smaller farms and smaller packing houses don't necessarily have the dates available to participate, where the larger farms and larger packing houses don't necessarily have the time because it's a 10-day commitment. So the commitment and the participation at the Riverside County Fair has really dwindled to the point where I was one of the last people that were selling dates at the Riverside County Fair. So with that in mind, I was hoping to try and build on the presence of dates at the Riverside County Fair and realize that it would be tricky to do that time of year. So we decided to, myself and my partner, Michelle Tully, we decided to put a festival together in November based around the harvest cycle and the harvest season. So in or around November 9th is typically when most farms are finishing up the actual harvest of dates, which means that everybody has them available. They have multiple varietals available above and beyond just kind of the normal dates that you would find. And participation will be heightened, especially since this year it's just a one-day event.
Okay. And is the location going to be at the grounds of the Date Festival?
Absolutely not. It's going to be at Rancho Las Flores event venue in Coachella, which is right on Van Buren and 48. It's a really beautiful open-air facility, 29 acres, free on-site parking. There's plenty of spaces to park at the venue. And it's this canvas that the city of Coachella has allowed us to paint what I believe is going to be a beautiful picture on. If you can imagine, we're going to have a culinary tent with cooking demos and restaurants that's going to be 180 feet by 90 feet. right? We're going to have a Ferris wheel. We're going to have a tractor display. We're going to have what I'm calling Date Dealers Row. With so far, we've got 12 different date vendors signed up to sell up to 20 varieties of dates in that row, and they're going to be sampling all of those dates as well. We're going to put up a little history museum of dates in the middle of the grounds. We're going to have a stage for live entertainment. It's going to be a pretty phenomenal event.
That's great. There are 20 different varieties of grapes, of dates?
There's more than 20 different varieties. You know, there's new varieties kind of popping up all the time. But here in the Coachella Valley, we really have the big three that are the most common varietals that are available for sale. That's Medjool, Daglet, and Barhi, which is kind of, you know, tinkering on several million pounds. But Medjool and Daglet are the big boys, right? So those are the most commonly seen and most commercially available dates. But there's dates out there that are purple. There's dates out there that are dry. There's dates out there that are really soft. There's dates out there that are crunchy, right? So we have all of these different varietals at our disposal. And most of them are grown in smaller crops, and they're shipped out of town. And they're not available for the general public here to try, see, or purchase. So this will hopefully help heighten the awareness of how many different varietals we actually grow out here and how extensive this crop can be.
Okay. So spend a little time telling us why dates are so healthy.
So dates are really healthy because they're high in a lot of different things such as potassium, right? So we have four times the amount of potassium per serving than a banana, which is a substantial amount, right? As we know, potassium can help with cramping. We have soluble fibers, right? Which means that as you're eating dates, your body's digesting them properly, and you know, it helps to maintain a healthy digestive tract. Right, the sugars in dates are very low on the glycemic index. And why that's important is, again, it's the way that your body processes sugar. So the way that your body processes sugar for dates makes it healthy for maintaining the appropriate blood sugar levels. And a lot of the sugars are exiting your digestive tract before they really hit your gut, which means that they're also not being turned into a substantial amount of calories in your body. We also have antioxidants in dates. Now, they're slightly different than other antioxidants, and I'm not as scientifically inclined as I'd like to be on this, but what I will say is that these antioxidants in dates do fight free radicals in your body. Right, so those free radicals are the things that cause things like cancers and issues that may arise, you know, in any individual. The American Heart Association recently put out something that recommends that people eat 7 dates a day, and that's pretty awesome for us in our industry to see that. You know, that even the American Heart Association is realizing how healthy and beneficial these particular products and this food is for you. Your body really takes it in and processes it as a fuel.
And for perspective, do you have an estimate on how many dates the average person consumes now?
I don't. It's different per household and per family, right? So, you know, obviously the ethnic demographic still consumes quite a bit of dates in their home. People are consuming dates in foods without even realizing it, right? There's a lot of dates that are being used as sweeteners in energy bars, and there's a lot of dates being used in snack foods because it's such a healthy sugar. As far as the actual amount that an average family is consuming, I don't have the information on hand for that.
There's plenty of room for growth.
But there is more than enough room for growth. What I can tell you is that 90% of the dates that are grown in the United States are grown here in the Coachella Valley. So from an industry, we are a substantial industry here in the Coachella Valley, and it's something that I think should be recognized and people should understand and should feel free to come out and visit.
Okay. And I know that Novak Djokovic was seen eating dates at the crossover at the BNP Paribas a few years ago. And now you are providing dates for all the tennis players?
Yeah, so the California Date Commission does that. So the California Date Commission is our title sponsor, and they are the governing body for dates. They charge packing houses what's referred to as an assessment, and they take that money and they use that to help promote dates from a marketing perspective, do research on dates from a health perspective, and you know, help even with insects and things that could potentially harm our crops here in the Coachella Valley. So they noticed that, and it was brought to the attention of the California Date Commission that Djokovic was eating dates in between sets. And we, as a commission, approached the BNP Paribas and asked if they would be willing to let us come and drop off dates for the players in some of the hospitality suites. And they've been more than kind to allow that. And the health aspects of this have been recognized by a lot of athletes. I tell people it's kind of, dates are the best kept secret of endurance athletes, especially because they're, you know, running and biking and swimming and having something like this at their disposal to eat on the go.
And they're easily consumed.
Very easily consumed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's becoming recognized by the athletic community, absolutely.
That's great. And are you experimenting with new kinds of foods or new dishes that are incorporating dates?
So one of the cool things about the festival is, and this was something that I've been very passionate about, as you can imagine from my culinary background, is that we've required all of our food vendors to have at least one menu item utilizing dates. And one of the things I really wanted to push back on was I didn't want all of our food vendors showing up with bacon-wrapped dates. I wanted them to think outside the box. I wanted them to utilize dates in ways that haven't been typically seen by the general public. So I'll give you some examples. We have a championship barbecue team coming in, and they are going to make a chicken date sausage, right? That was something that I had an idea for when I was cooking for a Super Bowl party that I have at my house every year. And I thought, okay, there's a chicken apple sausage. Why not do a chicken date sausage? Because when you run dates through a meat grinder, it actually kind of looks like ground beef. It's got a similar color and consistency. So I gave it a shot. I made some at home, and everybody really loved it. And when this festival came around, I called the barbecue company, Dad's Barbecue, that's coming in, and I said, hey, will you make these chicken date sausages for the event? His response was, well, how many do I make, and what happens if I have any left over, right? So I gave him a number, and I told him, listen, if you have any left over, I will personally buy them from you at the end of the festival. It's just one less thing that I'll have to cook for my Super Bowl party. So I convinced him on that. We have a cotton candy company coming in that's currently experimenting with date sugar to make a date cotton candy. We have a Italian restaurant that is coming in, a local Italian restaurant called Sammy's Place in Cathedral City, and they are making a date pasta where they're incorporating dates into the pasta dough. We have somebody making a sticky toffee date pudding ice cream sandwich, right? We have cocktails that are being made with dates. We're going to do a date mojito. We had that, my wife and I served that at our wedding, where we substituted the simple syrup in a mojito for date syrup. And it was really well received, and people really enjoyed it. Instead of a Moscow mule, we're going to do a Majul mule. We're going to have date beer. We're going to have dates utilized in ways that people are really going to find fascinating, above and beyond just the normal foods that are going to be available, right? We're obviously going to have... we've got Spicy Pie coming to do pizza. They're a festival juggernaut, right? We've got burgers. We've got, you know, more run-of-the-mill items. Our barbecue guys doing ribs and brisket and mac and cheese. So we'll have a very diverse menu and some really awesome offerings. The food lineup here is probably one of the better ones I've ever seen. Our concessions group has done a phenomenal job piecing this together, especially with as picky as I am.
Great, great. So if hopefully some of our residents are going to go down there, how long should they plan to spend there?
So the festival runs from 12 until 10 p.m. And we have music, and we have demos, and we have enough things going on throughout the day that any resident from here would enjoy, have a great time with. So to give you an example, we have a nice big lawn area where you can bring chairs and blankets and set up a spot by the stage that you can go back and forth to all day long. This is a very safe environment. We've got top-of-the-line security. You know, this is going to be an event that people are going to feel very comfortable spending all day at if they so choose. And there's going to be plenty to do, eat, drink, and see. Our headliner this year is Los Lonely Boys, which is a phenomenal group that kind of spans across multiple demographics and generations. We've got Jamie O'Neill. She's a country artist. She's coming to do a really awesome acoustic set. That's going to, you know, have a nice ambiance to it, you know, as the sun's going down that night. We've got this really cool big band coming out called Urban Renewal Project, where they're just this perfect festival band with three singers. They've got a 10-piece brass backline. I mean, it's just kind of one of those, let's get this festival started type of bands. Artie Saquara from the Food Network. She's coming out to do a cooking demo using dates. Stuart O'Keefe, he's another chef from the Food Network. He's going to be out there doing a cooking demo. Both of them were just on a farm tour with me on Saturday. They wanted to come out early and see what it is we do, see how we harvest the dates, taste the dates, play with the dates, and get inspired to create some really cool and unique recipes. So all of those things are going to be happening throughout the entire day. There's going to be more than enough to do. And I believe that this is a very good value for the ticket price.
Okay, and so how much are the tickets?
So pre-sale right now, ticket prices are $20. We do have a senior discount online, which has them at $15.
Which we'll all qualify for, I'm sure.
Not to point any fingers, but this is a senior community, so wanted to make sure to point that out. So it's a $15 ticket online pre-sale at the moment. At the gate, those prices go up to $20 and $25 for general admission. Okay. Just to give you something to correlate this with, the last time just the Los Lonely Boys alone played out here in the desert at one of the casinos, the ticket price was $65 just for them. And that's not including, so we're at $25 day of for general admission, and we've got more than just that band, mm-hmm. right? So there is plenty to do. And we're not really sparing any expense on this event. You know, a lot of people wonder when it comes to events, myself included, why tickets cost the way they do, right? Why are things as expensive as they are? Why is a beer this much? Why is a plate of food that much? And I now have an answer for that question because festivals are very expensive to put on.
Well, insurance and security alone has got to be pretty costly.
Just for this one-day event, our budget's tinkering around $220,000 just for one day, right? So understanding that that's a substantial amount of money, you know, this isn't something where, you know, we're coming out and trying to rake in a financial windfall. We've got mm-hmm. some really beautiful charities that are associated with this event, Find Food Bank being the prominent one. For every ticket we sell, we're donating five meals to Find Food Bank. And Find Food Bank is the only food bank here in the Coachella Valley. They supply more than most people realize from churches to missions, right? So they're out there really kind of pounding the pavement and feeding the Coachella Valley, those that need it. We also have a phenomenal veterans organization that is setting up a veterans recreation and resource tent. Speaking of veterans, all veterans and active duty service members are free into the event. It is on Veterans Day weekend. So Mission Veteran, who does a music therapy program for veterans, is going to be setting up a recreation and resource tent where veterans can go in and actually sign up for some of these services like Mission Veteran, like the VA, like Disabled Veterans of America, so people can go in, interact with those organizations, sign up for those organizations, know that we as a festival, Date Harvest Festival, value their service and appreciate it, and want them to know that they're free into the event on that day to enjoy it and be a part of this.
Well, that's great. Thank you for coming in. Did I miss anything in asking questions?
All the details are available on dateharvestfest.com. So that's www.dateharvestfest.com. We're also on Facebook and Instagram at Date Harvest Fest. And I'm sure Robert can vouch for this, but I'm relatively accessible.
True.
You know, and this is something where this is a community event. People should come and see this event on the east end of the valley, where this product is grown. The venue is gorgeous. It's state of the art. It's brand new. Even at nighttime, we've got beautiful sports lighting that lights that entire thing up like the day. You know, this is the right place. This is the right time. The weather's going to be beautiful. It's just going to be a really fun event for the entire family. Kids 12 and under are free too.
That's great. Okay, Shadow Hills, if you're looking for something where you can bond with your children and grandchildren, here's an event that they'd really have fun at and learn a lot about what's going on in the Coachella Valley, too. Again, it's going to be November 9th, and you'll be able to get tickets online. So, Mark, thank you for coming in. I'm looking forward to seeing you at the event.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to having you there.
Okay. And so thank you for listening. And until next time, bye-bye.